A state House committee has eliminated funding for a state program that helps medical professionals repay their student loans if they serve poor or rural patients. It's called the Sharp 2 program, and clinics say it's an essential tool to convince physicians and other medical professionals to care for patients in underserved communities. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Kim Cohen has a tough time recruiting physicians. As executive director at the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, the pay she's able to offer her doctors is limited. They can earn about 50% more in the private sector.
A lot of people that want to help the poor and want to go into community health have large student loans. And so one of the things we can offer them, apart from we can't give them a high salary, is we can help them pay off their student loans through this program.
A House Finance Subcommittee cut $1.2 million for the program, eliminating next year's funding. If the cut goes through, a doctor at Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, who was just approved for the program, would lose his spot, along with 38 others who were supposed to start receiving loan repayment. Representative Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, is responsible for the cut. He says it wasn't an easy decision, but the budget needed trimming.
The Health and Social Services is a difficult budget, you know, and when you get into years where you just don't have money coming in to cover your costs, you're forced to do reductions.
Newman says he felt better about eliminating funding for a few programs like SHARP than making small trims to many more. And he says SHARP was a more appealing target than funding that would go to serve seniors or foster kids.
I think I read some notes here that the average practitioner was getting almost $30,000 a year. That's almost a lot of people's yearly salary. And I know that, again, when you have to start reducing budgets, where do you start? I mean, none of them are easy. They're all good programs. We'd like to support them all, but the state just does not have the money.
And Newman points out providers will still be eligible for the SHARP 1 program, which also repays loans and is partly funded by the federal government. But Tom Chard, who's executive director of the Alaska Behavioral Health Association, says the federal program is not meeting the needs of Alaska. Chard is on the committee that decides which medical professionals can participate in the program.
We as a state said, look, we think that we can design parameters to better meet our outcomes here in state than the feds can, and we're willing to put a little bit of money in to match that.
The federal SHARP program is limited to providers working in rural areas of Alaska. Chard says the state program recognizes urban areas are also struggling to attract medical professionals to work with low-income patients. Chard thinks the program is a bargain.
$1.2 million, the proposed reduction amount, is a lot of money, but we're going to actually save a ton of money through putting positions into these places that are otherwise very hard to fill, very hard to recruit for, otherwise would go vacant or be filled by a temporary position.
It costs clinics a lot more to hire temporary or fill-in doctors to see patients. At the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, Kim Cohen says she feels like she's been sucker punched. When Governor Parnell declined federal funding for Medicaid expansion, he said clinics like Cohen's would be able to provide a safety net for patients who would not be eligible for Medicaid.
First, they don't expand Medicaid. And that's hard enough because 42% of my population at the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center do not have insurance. And so I don't have the funding there trying to operate a center. And now they're taking away my ability to help pay for my physicians by repaying their student loans. And so now I'm like, how are we supposed to be the safety net of the community if we don't have doctors to provide for the patients that we're supposed to be seeing?
Parnell kept the SHARP 2 funding in his version of the operating budget. The Senate could restore funding for the program when it begins work on the budget. If that happens, the House and Senate would work out their differences in conference committee. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.